Hello, my name is James Murua and welcome to the sixth episode of African Literary Podcast. In this episode, like in previous ones, we'll give you news from the African literary scene. This episode will feature news from the award scene. There's a lot of award news that I need to talk about. And then we'll talk about books that are coming or already with us. And in the other section of the podcast, you can find an interview of Pete Hollis, who was in Nairobi to present his book, So The Path Does Not Die. Enjoy. So this is a literary podcast, so we have to start with the books. The book that I've been reading, or I've just finished, is The Ones with Purpose by Nozizwe Cynthia Jelle. Previously, she was Cynthia Jelle. I think she just tapped on Nozizwe in that second book. And in this book, you know, we follow Anele, whose sister Fikile dies of cancer. And I've seen it done before where you already know that the character is going to die, and then you forget about it in quotes, and then you start like learning about them. And it's a really, really emotional roller coaster for anybody who reads it. And I really love this book, and I would recommend for you to, you know, you get a minute, please have a look at that book. And I've just started Tikeng Mohele's Michael K, and it's looking really good. I'll give you a report from that about that next week. Cheers. Okay, so we have a lot of prizes to go through because we last recorded this thing a while back. So let's start with the poetry prize that is known as the Brunel Africa Poetry Prize, and it goes to Momtaza Mehri, Teresa Lola, and Hewat Adilo. They're going home with £3,000. They share it, the three of them. Excellent. Congratulations, ladies. Then we have the Dylan Thomas Prize, which is, you know, it goes to an excellent writer under the age of 40, just like Dylan Thomas, the, you know, the guy from Wales. And that prize was won by Zambian-born writer Kayo Chingoni. And he goes with £30,000. And he goes in for his book Kumukanda, which explores black masculinity and rites of passage for young black men in Britain. And it was stated to be a bold exploration of what it means to be black male and British today. Congratulations, Kayo. Then we're going to talk about the Africana Book Award, which is a U.S. award for children's writing. The winner for that award is Ghanaian writer Portia Derry for her book Grandma's List. I covered this book a few years ago in 2014 when she won the Golden Baobab Prize. So clearly our writing is starting to go places, and you know, we should be seeing more and more coming from the children's literature scene sometime soon. One of the biggest prizes out of South African writing is the Sunday Times Literary Awards. They announced the shortlist very recently. Now, this prize is very interesting. It has, you know, two sections. There's the fiction and the non-fiction. The fiction is called the Barry Ronge Prize. And this year, the shortlist included Maxine Case's Softness of the Line, Harry Kalmer's A Thousand Tales of Johannesburg, S.J. Naude's The Third Reel, Lesego Rampolo King's Birdmong Setting, and Francois Smith's The Camp Whore. It's only one black guy in this one, eh? And then the non-fiction prize is called the Alan Paton Award. And that one goes to the shortlist is, you know, Kingdom, Power, Glory, Mugabe, ZANU, and the Quest for Supremacy, 1960 to 1987. And that was written by Stuart Duran. Then there is No Longer Whispering to Power, the story of Thuli Madonsela by Thandeka Kupule. And the third one is Always Another Country, A Memory of Exile and Home by our good friend Sisonke Msimang. Then there is The Man Who Founded the ANC, a biography of Pixley Ka Isaka Seme. Should it be Pixley or Pixley? By Bongani Mulunga. And the last one in that shortlist is Color Me Yellow, Searching for My Family Truth, Thuli Nhlapo. And this one at least has some more black faces. Well done, South Africa. You're recognizing more of your local people. Then there's the Kane Prize, you know, the big dog, you know, the prize that everybody seems to want to win. And whenever the prize is announced, the drama ensues. And it was announced again this very recently, and those in the running were chosen by judges who are very respected: Ethiopian Dinao Mengesu, Lola Shano-Yin, Henrietta Rose Innes, and Ahmed Rajab. These individuals gave us five stories. One is The American Dream by Nonyeleqhum Okwempu, Involution by Stacey Hardy, The Armed Letter Writers by Olufunke Ogundimu, Fanta Blackcurrant by Makena Onjerika, and Wednesday Story by Wole Talabi. As is a very, very common thing, it's, you know, the unholy trinity of Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa. What was more interesting to people was, you know, there's been a lot of discussions about the quality of the stories. I really don't have a very, very strong opinion either way. We'll just try and find out what's happening, and then, you know, I'll be reading them and giving an opinion, you know, in the next day or two. Otherwise, congratulations to the shortlistees. As Fair the Holly said, somebody is gonna probably get a very, very good writing life based off of this. So in the last 24 hours, we've had two prizes, no, two shortlists announced. The first is the Short Story Day Africa Prize, and the Short Story Day Africa Prize is based in Africa, and it's a really, really prestigious prize on the continent. Previous winners of the prize have been Sibongile Fisher, Carl Hellison, Diana Auerbach, and Okwiri Odwor. They have nine people in the running for this prize, and this year they didn't have like a panel of judges like last year or previous years. They just, you know, they had volunteer judges, and then they got help from the Johannesburg Review of Books. And the nine people who are in the running are Agazit Abate for The Piano Player. There is Michael Agugom, a Nigerian whose story is Ibinabo. And I think he went for the Iceland workshop, if I'm not wrong. I'll have to confirm on that. Then Kenya's Michelle Angwenyi, for The Geography of Sunflowers. And I believe she was on the Brunel Africa shortlist as well. There's Innocent Chizram Ilo, the Nigerian who's written Limbo. Cherie Kandie, another Kenyan. Sew my mouth. Farai Mudzingwa, the Zimbabwean who wrote South of Samora. All Our Lives by Tochukwu Emmanuel Okafor, of course, Nigeria. And The House on the Corner by Lester Walbrugger. And alongside Godskin by Michael Lee, the two are South African. We'll be knowing who's going to win this prize on June 21st. The other prize, which was announced in the last 24 hours, is the Commonwealth Short Story Prize 2018. So the Commonwealth, you know, used to have this like book prize where, you know, they had the first book, and it had like the best book, you know, for the different regions. I think they changed their format in 2012, and now it's, you know, Short Story Prize, you know, following the trends. The winner of that prize, normally the regional prize, and the regions we are talking about, you know, Africa, Pacific, Europe, that kind of the five regions of the Commonwealth. And then the winner of that region gets £2,500, and the overall winner gets £5,000 on top of that. The African regional winners since 2012 have been Jeku Anyaepuna, Julian Jackson, Jennifer Nansubuga Makumbi, Leslie Neka-Arima, and Faraz Mohammed. Oh, last year there was Akweke Emezi. Only one African has won the, you know, the main prize, and that was Jennifer Nansubuga Makumbi. She won it in 2014. That was really awesome. So the people in the running for the, you know, for the regional prize in Africa, because I'm really just interested in Africa. Now, Harriet Anena, you know, Ghanaian colleague, and Jennifer, her story is Dancing with Ma. There's Fred Khumalo from South Africa. There's Cheryl Ntumi, the Ghanaian based in Botswana. There's Efua Traore, the Nigerian based in Germany. And then there's Obi Umeozor, the Nigerian. Enough with the prizes and the awards and all that. Let's talk about books, books which are books coming out, the books which are, you know, we need to think about. So I had a chat, you know, a Q&A with Ayesha Haruna-Attar. She's a Ghanaian author. Her new novel is The 100 Wells of Salaga, and it's published by Cassava Republic Press. And, you know, when you see something is published by Cassava Republic, you know, it's got legs. And If you check out my blog, the Q&A talks about how she did her research for her book, what are the books in historical fiction, because it's historical fiction she recommends. And then in Karen Bujingo, the Rwandan writer, launched her debut novel in Nairobi a couple of weeks ago. The book is called My Name is Life, and it's published by Imagine We, also a Rwandan publisher. So those are the two fiction books I want to recommend. Check it out. Nonfiction, we have Joe Hamisi's Kenya, Looters and Grabbers, 54 Years of Corruption and Plunder by the Elite, 1963 to 2017. And it's published by Jodi Publishers. Interesting about this book is that it kind of leaked. Somebody did a PDF of the whole novel and started sending it out. And now, the writer is trying to catch up and say, guys, send me money for my work. So he's been recommending him you send him some money, even if you've got the free PDF, and else he'll give you the original. Also in that non-fiction space is Dele Ogun. He's a London-based Nigerian writer. He's got a couple of more books, but the current one he's launching in June 12th in Lagos is A Fatherless People: The Secret Story of How the Nigerians Missed the Road to the Promised Land. And I want to read that because the Nigeria space is really cool, but it's good to know why they missed the bus. I mean, it's the biggest economy on the continent, but the stories aren't the best for the majority of the people who live there. Then we go down to South Africa, and there's a band which had and was founded by a guy called Frank Lipa, and his biography, Born for Greatness, biography of Frank Lipa is already out, and that biography was written by the younger sister of the artist, Mpho Lipa, and that I also want to read that, but it's been published by Gyoko Publishing, one of the younger black publishers in South Africa, which we always like to support black South African authors, publishers, because they need all the support we can give them. And then Panache Tumadze's These Bones Will Rise Again, well, is coming from UK-based publisher Indigo Press, and Indigo Press is Ella Wakatama Alfrey, and I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you know this name. She's a UK-based, Zimbabwean-born publisher, editor, a person who does a lot of stuff in African literature. Then it's not new books, but there's some new versions of books coming out. Nnedi Okorafor's Binti trilogy. It's coming out in hardcover in July. So the trilogy is Binti Home and Binti the Night Masquerade. The books are about basically a young woman who has superpowers that saves the world. The covers are done by Greg Ruth, and this book's have a foreword by N.K. Jemisin. He's kind of famous in the world of literature. This person wrote, the Broken Earth trilogy. Then Zuki Savannah is also coming out with new books, or rather new covers for her novels, The Madams, Behind Every Successful Man, Men of the South, London, Cape Town, Joburg. And those four covers were designed by Zimbabwe-based designer Mshamisi Kahari. And that is a book wrap-up. And I'm looking forward to giving you new information on new books. If you're a publisher, please tell me about your books so I can tell the people about them. And thank you very much.